Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, brought to you by DraftKings. Golfers are in Augusta to compete for the coveted jacket, and DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action by giving you 100-to-1 odds on the golfer of your choosing to finish in the top 10. Turning $1 into $100 is simple. Pick any golfer from this weekend's tournament, and if they finish in the top 10, you cash $100. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the golfer you choose finishes in the top 10 of this weekend's tournament. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, we picked up quarter number two talking about what are the things you'd be looking for in spring practice if you had the opportunity to attend. I'd like to keep that conversation going because there are so many things that we might be looking at. When we started in quarter number two, we talked about the running backs, and then we got into the offense with Franklin and Yurcich. And you brought up the question of what's the quarterback like that a Mike Yurcich's offense would look for. And you brought up Taquan Roberson. And the question being, is he physically up to the task with the idea that Mike Yurcich has a kind of quarterback that he's looking for? And maybe Roberson doesn't fit that description.
I mean, it's a fair question to ask. And I think, you know, you can oversimplify it, and you can maybe not give Mike Yurcich enough credit by pigeonholing and saying you can only make this offense work with this type of quarterback. I think that's a little bit too narrow of a statement. But I think just the combination of his arrival with the fact that we haven't seen Taquan Roberson at all through these first couple years on campus, it's fair to wonder where exactly he fits in with these changes that are in now. And I would love to see what his arm looks like. I would love to see if he can get the ball down the field without having to kind of throw his whole body into it, like that kind of thing. I have no doubts, you know, watching his film and stuff like that coming out of high school, like he has, I think, the instinct for the position and can make good, fast decisions. And he looks like a good, accurate quarterback. If the situation calls for it, he can use his legs to either buy time or take off and run. He's got all those things in his back pocket. I just don't really know, you know, what boxes he checks when it comes to, you know, arm strength and that kind of thing. And those are the types of qualities that are going to make or break whether he is the next man up at the quarterback position or if he's just biding his time and you're going to eventually see somebody overtake him on the depth chart. I have no idea. And that's one of the big sort of concerns, I guess, for Penn State fans is that you don't really know where Taquan Roberson fits into this puzzle. Maybe he is the next man up. We've gotten zero indications that that's true, though.
You're exactly right. And it's why, you know, so many of us are disappointed about the blue-white game, scrimmage, whatever it's going to be. Because every year, that is our one opportunity to see that backup quarterback and kind of get an idea how he performs and then obviously overreact to a very small sample size. If he underthrows one guy on a deep pass, we make the
decision.
He's a bum. He doesn't have a big enough arm. But I also do think sometimes we overreact to if – James Franklin brings in a Trace McSorley, and Trace McSorley is not your traditional 6'4", 230-pound quarterback. Oh, that's the kind of quarterback James Franklin wants. When it might be just a case there, he saw something in Trace McSorley, and he obviously did, And he was correct, because Trace McSorley, which no one probably thought of when he was recruited, is actually now an NFL quarterback. Now, he certainly doesn't fit the NFL quarterback mold, but he's there. So I try to be careful not to overreact to things, but that's the nature of the beast. Let's move on to a couple other things, because there's so many places to look. Another one, similar to running back, where you wonder just how are they going to rotate these guys, who's going to be at the top of the heap, is at cornerback. And there's two cornerbacks on the field, but you've got Keaton Ellis, Tariq Castro-Fields, Marquise Wilson, Joey Porter, Daquan Hardy, Johnny Dixon came in. That's a lot of guys to find playing time for, Dusty.
And I would love to just see, how do you go about standing out? It's just like running back. It's a situation where these are not just talented bodies, but they are experienced bodies too. And all of them make a really strong case to see a lot of snaps. But the reality of the situation is, I don't care how much you rotate, there are too many guys where you can keep them all active and involved. How much can you rotate, logically and still get the most out of all these guys? And I think there's a long way to go yet between now and the start of the year and trying to, iron out this rotation. It's going to be a chore. And, Terry Smith is going to have to do that. I have no idea how you go about doing it. I don't think that you can just circle Tariq Castro-Fields and say, he's our top corner. He probably is, but Keaton Ellis, Marquise Wilson, these are guys who, Joey Porter Jr., they can all make a run at that too. So I think every spot on this depth chart is going to be subject to competition.
Exactly. And as you were listing some of those names, you're right. You would think, as a returning senior and a guy who could have moved on, Tariq Castro-Fields would be 1A. But then I can argue for several different guys. Joey Porter obviously established himself last season, especially with his size. And we know that Terry Smith definitely likes that length. But then you could also say, how about that freshman year that Keaton Ellis had, his true freshman year? And that Marquise Wilson got playing time and start. I liked what I saw of Daquan Hardy, although, not a very big guy. And into that mix, you throw Johnny Dixon, and I'm going to ask the same thing I did about John Lovett at running back. What makes this guy say, aha, I'm going to Penn State because I'm sure there's playing time there?
I don't think that would have been the reason, but I think if he's if he's a believer in his own competitive abilities, and you can rotate guys in and out there, and maybe you're just a believer that you can. I don't care what the depth chart looks like. I like the situation there. I like the environment there. I want to go to school there. Maybe you arrive at that conclusion without saying, I'm definitely the best cornerback in the room. The other part of this, I think, Jim, that I think is an interesting thing to think about is that Penn State has these cornerbacks with different body types, different skill sets. Do you go down the road of being able to kind of look at who the opponent presents and say, okay, this school A has, smaller, faster wide receivers, so we're going to let Daquan Hardy, Marquise Wilson, Keaton Ellis, maybe we match up better with them by giving that, by sharing more of the load with those guys and having them try to mirror that type of wide receiver. There, I think what it does is it allows the Penn State coaching staff to maybe strategically look at some things that they might not have been able to look at before.
I do believe that's part of it, especially when you're using a third cornerback. But don't you want to establish who those top two guys are that hey, it's going to be Tariq Castro-Fields and Joey Porter out there. But, it's hard for me to say that when you've got a Keaton Ellis and a Marquise Wilson available. So it is going to be interesting to see. And spring practice would be a way to just see what the coaches are thinking and how they rotate these guys in.
One last question along those lines is just, how long will Keaton Ellis and Marquise Wilson be okay with being the number three and number four cornerbacks? Right? That's the role that they've played for 2 years. If they're playing it for another third year, are they still going to be cool with that? Maybe.
And remember, there's one overriding thing that's going on in all of these position battles, too, is that extra year of eligibility that everybody got. So when we're talking about these guys, Keaton Ellis, Marquise Wilson, Daquan Hardy, Johnny Dixon. They all have freshman or sophomore eligibility. So, you know, Tariq Castro-Fields is the only senior. So, theoretically, this room is going to look the same for the next 3 years, conceivably. Now, I know that's not how it's going to work out. Guys will leave, either go to the NFL, transfer. We know that's possible. But these guys all have several years of eligibility, so that waiting your turn isn't exactly part of the equation.
And oh, by the way, they like Kalen King too. I mean, just to throw that other name out there, where's his path?
Yes, exactly. Let's move on. This one is an interesting question, and you put it down in your notes here, Dustin. Why hasn't it happened for Daniel George and Cam Sullivan Brown? And talking about overreacting, small sample size, wasn't it Daniel George who had that record-setting reception from Sean Clifford a couple years ago? And I think we all picked, wow, look at that connection between the two of them. Make a note of that.
Well, everybody was okay to make that note. And I really thought this was a Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase situation developing before our very eyes. But no, I mean, Daniel George is such a he's a very well-rounded athlete. You know, that was one of the things that stood out, is that he could run, he could jump, he had some power and some strength to his game. I don't know. I mean, I threw the question out there, but I really don't know the answer to it. Are they just not developing from a technique standpoint? Are they just kind of subjected to other guys overtaking them? Both of them, I think, had opportunities, especially last year. Last year was the opportunity. I think Daniel George had the opportunity 2 years ago to kind of make a bold move and take a key role. And he's had 2 years to do that. It hasn't happened. I don't know the answer to the question. But, I mean, maybe it's just he just hasn't developed the way that Penn State thought he might. And he was a four-star guy coming out of Maryland. I think it was reasonable to expect him to develop. Maybe he's going to bloom late. Maybe it can still happen for him. But I would love to kind of watch this and figure out why these guys, you know, haven't taken their roles.
And I just took a glance at the roster. Do you realize that Daniel George is still considered a sophomore?
Yeah, he's a 40-year-old sophomore. Good for him.
Well, and I think that's the other part of this that we look at and not realize he potentially has 3 years left. Dustin, yep. Unfortunately, that is it for quarter number three. We're running out of time, but don't worry. We're going to pick up this spring camp conversation in quarter number four. Maybe we'll go rapid fire to get through everything here, Dustin. Stay tuned.
Golfers are in Augusta to compete for the coveted jacket, and DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action. Pick any golfer from this weekend's tournament, and if they finish in the top 10, you cash $100. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.